Jimmy, only one place to start. The sending off was a massive turning point, wasn't it?
Definitely. I've not seen the replay yet. From where I was looking from the technical area, it appeared the ball, instead of after the collision, shall we say, the ball seemed to shoot out towards the left. So my take on it, that Rob Holding seemed to get a clear foot to the ball and divert it to the left. The referee obviously saw differently, and that changed the game dramatically. Everything we'd worked on to play the 4-2-3-1 suddenly had to change, and Ben Amos made a great save from the penalty, and so that sort of gave us hope to keep, well, it kept us in the game, but it gave us hope that we could get something out of it.
With your team selection, I think you hinted at it in the build-up to the game, you've got to give youth its opportunity. Is that going to be the plan now for the remainder of the season?
Where we can, I think it's where we can. Niall Meyer is somebody who's been on loan at Blackpool as a Championship club before. He's a young player, been with us for a long time through the academy system, and I thought he was deserving of a chance. Niall's got pace to cope with players with, you know, wingers with pace, and after maybe a bit of a sluggish start for him, I thought he competed well, and it was a very encouraging start to his career at Bolton.
Is it difficult for you now, Jimmy? I mean, has anything else been said to you about, you know, the speculation is that players are going to have to inevitably be moved on from Bolton Wanderers. Does that make it even more difficult for you with the remaining games?
Well, I think we still will have the players with us till the end of the season. It'll be the same squad we're working with. Where we can blood one or two of the younger players in, we will do. I was going to give young Alex Samizade a run for the last 10 minutes, but Peter Reid quite rightly as well said that Reading were looking to put more balls in the box, particularly getting more set plays, and big Emil Heskey could have been a real asset in defending those set plays. And it was just ironic that as soon as Emil gets on the pitch, we unfortunately concede to a great strike for the winning goal.
OK, thick and fast, Brentford. It's a big week, isn't it, now for Bolton?
It is, and the way the players stuck to the task and closing Reading down, even though they were up against it, was pleasing, because after the previous game, that's something we didn't see. We saw a different side of the characters today. We know we need to have more quality when in possession, but they're things that we're going to be working on.